In the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for all your goodness, all your mercy, all your kindness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Now, Father, as we come, Lord God, to hear your, to hear your word, Lord God. Let it do for us what this music has done for us so far. Let it lift us up, Lord God. Let it inspire us, Lord. Let us bring us to the next step in our life and in our journey with you. Now, Lord, we totally surrender to your will and your way today. Have your way. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 God is good all the time. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out. Hallelujah. And celebrating what God has been doing for the last 32 years. Today we want to talk about survival in these last days. God gave me this message here just for this Sunday. Amen. Survival in the last days. And want to, as a subtopic, talk about expecting big things from God. How many of you want to see big things from God? Amen. Hallelujah. God is a big thing, God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God can give you as much as you can handle. You know, we throw out big titles and big numbers and we think, well, that's what I want. But everybody can't handle bigness. Everybody can't. But today I just want to tell you to expect big things from God. We got any saved people in here today? Amen. Raise your hand if you're saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you need to expect big things from God. All I can do is laugh as I look at the journey that God has had me on. God is good. Hallelujah. All the time. God is looking for somebody just to bless, just to elevate, just to take to the next level. If we just stop doing things ourselves and letting God lead us as to what he wants us to do. Amen. Amen. God's not looking for somebody that can act holy. Hallelujah. When you become holy, you will act holy. It's just the way it works. It's just the way it works. This thing is real, folks. And for the last 32 years, I've been saying the same thing. This thing is real. God will bless you. He'll bless your socks off. He'll bless your socks off. Anything that's wrong, he'll make it right. He'll get it right if you let him get it right. Sometimes we just want to be in control so bad. You better let it alone. You know, as we look around, we see our society paying price for its reckless decisions of the last 4 or 5 decades. Now, we all got telephones, and we all got access to the news 24 hours a day. You know all those terrible things. Listen, you put that news on, you're going to hear something terribly happen. And it's going to increase. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. In the midst of our national problems, and they are national problems, many Christians are losing hope. They're losing hope. Some people have been to so many churches. They're saying, what's the use? Well, listen, you only need to go to one church, and that's the one God sent you to. Amen. Not necessarily the one your brother-in-law go to or your sister-in-law go to, but the one God sent you to. Amen. Hello. God is good all the time. Yes, he is. And these people are beginning to reduce their dreams. I'm talking about the people, the Christians who are losing hope. They're beginning to reduce their dreams and expectation to a level far less than God's plan for them. I believe there might be somebody in this building right now, in the sound of my voice, that's living below the level God wants you to live. Amen. Simply because you haven't come to the point of recognizing what God wants to do in your life. I want to share a few scriptures of what the Bible says about you and what God wants to do. First of all, Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. Was he good yesterday?
Yes, he was.
Then he must be good today.
Yes, he is.
And if he's good today, he's going to be good tomorrow. And then in Psalms 115, verse 14, it says, the Lord shall increase you more and more. You, listen. You and who? Your children. Some of us are not living this. If you're living a lifestyle where you don't have enough, something's wrong if you're confessing salvation. The word said God's going to increase you more and more. You Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to get a hold of that thing. See, God has always had a plan to bless you individually and corporately. He's always had a plan to bless us. Always. There's some tough times that our culture is facing right now. But listen, for you and I, this is the time to be blessed more and more and more. I don't care what the rest of the world is going through. Amen. We are children of God. If you were a rich person, have millions or billions of dollars, it doesn't matter what the rest of the world is going through. You and your family are going to live all right. Amen. You're a child of God. Let me take you to Jeremiah 29:11, where God talks about blessing. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." This is God. Says the Lord. This is God talking to us. What kind of thoughts you got for us, Lord? He said, I got thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. What's he expecting? He's expecting us to have more than enough. Is your life like that? Can you truthfully go out and witness to the world that since being saved, you got more than enough? Can you really go out and witness how good God has been to you? Or have you been struggling? Or you just been struggling to survive? If you're struggling to survive, something wrong. Something wrong. Do you not know who your daddy is? Hallelujah. We mentioned that word hope. The word hope means to anticipate or expect something to happen. You don't have to expect less just because our society is experiencing a season of disorder. I don't care what's going on around. Ha! We need to spread this word, brothers and sisters. We need to let people know. Folks will call you up. Folks will come to your house. Folks will tell you how bad things are. And they'll constantly tell you how bad things are. And you need to look at them and say, really? And they'll probably think you crazy. They'll be thinking in their mind, aren't things bad with you? And of course, your answer is no. I'm living better now than I've ever lived in my life. Hello? Can I get a witness to somebody today? You don't have to expect less just because our society is experiencing a season of disorder. Where you get that from? Well, let me take you to Ephesians 3:20. Now, I'd like to give you the word because it's the word that you got to stand on. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power. Oh, you don't miss this thing. According to what? According to the power that works in us. Ah. Hallelujah. That's why God can say in Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire, whatsoever things you want, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That's power. But we're not at the point where we believe it. We're not. We're not. So we can't walk into it until we believe it. See, a lot of times God's people actually lose hope and they don't expect God to do what his word said that he will do. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. Listen, get into that word. Meditate on that word. Come on, let it get into you. Find out what God says that belongs to you. And then walk in it. To have more, you must hope for more. And hoping for more means to expect more. That's why Mark 11:24 is so important. Listen, I don't know how many times I've quoted that scripture here in this local church. By now, you should memorize that. By now, it should be in your heart, in your spirit. Whatsoever things you desire. That's a powerful word from God. Whatever it is you want. That's what he's saying. When you pray, believe that you receive them. What is he saying, preacher? Come on. Come on. He said, let me tell you, I'm just using just some stuff, tangible stuff. Listen, he said, you want that dress? When you pray, just say, Lord, I thank you for the dress. I thank you that I now own that dress. Amen. I thank you that the dress fits well. Amen. I thank, hallelujah. You don't have to, you don't have to beg God. You don't even have to ask God. Oh, God, do we not understand this? He said, listen, I've given you the power to move mountains. So whatever it is you want, when you pray, believe that you've already received it. And he had another part on that. What he says, and you shall have it. You think God is lying? I don't think he's lying. I don't think he's lying at all. Hallelujah. We need to expect big things from God. Everybody say big things.
Big things from God.
Hallelujah. Delivering you from alcoholism is not a big thing to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Delivering you from anything is not a big thing from God. God can do it with the snap of a finger, like a breath of air. You can just do it. Expect big things. Ha! Why? Because the Bible says that hope comes from experience with God. Let me take you to another scripture, Romans chapter 5. See, it's all in the word, folks. It's all in the word. We're living in a culture where people think if they just went to church, everything will be all right. We go to church because God has told us to forsake not the gathering together, hallelujah, of ourselves. And he assigns us to a local church. But just going to church, listen, you can go to church and be poor as a dog. Amen. But once you get to understand who God is and what God is and what he's placed in you, whatsoever things you desire. Ah, whatsoever things you desire. There are no limitations. Everybody say no limitations.
No limitations.
Romans 5, verse 1 through 4 says this. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, by whom also we have access. How? By faith. Into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in what? In hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Brothers and sisters, we already experienced salvation. We have. We've already experienced changed lives. Aren't you changed?
Yes.
Aren't you a different person?
Yes.
I'm talking to those of you that are saved now. Listen, if we got somebody here that's not saved, listen, you can have it too. We've already experienced social and spiritual and physical and financial miracles. Man, I can tell you miracle after miracle after miracle that God has done for this ministry. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen on that? Miracles. I'm talking about miracles. Miracles. And it's all been his doing. Why should we stop experiencing big things from God now? Why not expect big things from God? Why not?
Amen.
Why not? Why not live to where you have more than enough? Why not? Why not? Why not? You know, one of the things I believe that God has did, I believe God established this ministry. You know, COVID-19, when our country went through that crazy stuff, it diluted a lot of churches. A lot of people just stopped going for whatever. And this church was the same as that as well. But I believe that God wants to use what we're going through to prove to the world, hallelujah, who he is. I believe that a Hasid Christian Center will always have more than enough. And those that God sent here and be a part of this and who will submit to God, not submit to me, but submit to God, you will always have more than enough. Because God wants to show the world who he is. God wants to show the world this whole thing is more than about going into a building on a Sunday morning. God wants to prove to himself who he is and to us, not to himself, but to us and to our environment. God wants our community to see people doing well. Come on. So when your neighbors and your friends and your family see you doing well and they ask you, how you doing it? And your only response is, God did it. Can I get a witness to that?
Amen.
God did it. And God is doing it. Amen. God is a good God. I believe God wants, not this is not the only church that God wants to use to do this, but we're surrendering to God. That's the difference. I believe God had many churches that he's operating through and doing some things supernaturally. But the key to all of this thing is surrendering to his will, his way, and his word, and doing things God's way. And what is his way? Letting him do it through us. Why should we stop expecting big things from God right now when he's been doing big things all the time? There is hope, brothers and sisters. I know that if I went around and everybody was honest, there's some things that we're all dealing with. It might be your children. It might be your grandchildren. It might be your marriage. Hello. It might be your job. It might be some things that the devil has control of your life. Hallelujah. And you know, every day we see the devil controlling people's lives. Now, when you see a man or a woman staggering down the street, listen, because they're loaded with alcohol or loaded with drugs and they ain't got no money and got nothing. Let me tell you, they think they're doing their own thing, but they're not. The devil is doing that through them. They're not. God surely not doing it. They're in the control of the enemy. There is hope, though. And what's the message for today is that I want you to expect big things from God. Everybody say, expect big things from God. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't know where God's going to take any of us next. Hallelujah. But I know that those that surrender to God, you can expect big things from God. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming.
Amen.
They're coming.
Amen.
They're coming. Ha ha! They're coming.
Yes.
They're coming.
Yes.
They are coming.
Yes.
Expect big things from God. Ah! God is a good God all the time. All the time. Hallelujah. And I guess the House of Christensen is just an example of that. Are you with me? Don't think for a minute that Pastor Smith is leading this thing, because he's not. God is leading it. Amen. I'm just the first guy that's in command here, but I'm not leading anything. God is doing it. And he wants to lead all of our lives. He wants to lead all of our lives. And when he gets ready to bless us, he just say, here's another thing. And who? Here's another thing. And here's another blessing. And here's another blessing. And here's another blessing. Hallelujah. 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 And don't ever get to the place where you say, God, hold up. I got enough. No, you ain't got enough. You ain't got enough. You might be holding on to too much, but you ain't got enough. If it starts running over, give it away. Sow those seeds. And when you sow them, I know what's going to happen. You're going to get some more. You're going to get some more. Are you with me? You're going to get some more. I tell God, I say, God, listen, I want to sow $5,000 a month into the ministry, but I ain't there yet. Amen. But I'm going. I'm headed that way. I'm headed that way. Are you with me? And when I get to the point, listen, if I can sow $5,000 a month, that means I got at least $50,000 a month coming in. Hello? And I know that when I get there, then my goal is going to be, Lord, I want to sow $10,000 a month into your kingdom so that your kingdom, hallelujah, will be blessed, so that people that have needs will be met. Expect big things. Expect big things from God. Most of us haven't even gotten to the point of really understanding about giving. God said, give. You know the scripture. Give and it shall be given back to you. Press down. Shaking together. Running over. That's not my word. That's God's word. Do you believe it? If you believe it, you ought to be joyful whenever God gives you an opportunity to sow. God is a good God all the time. Now, I mentioned $5,000 a month. Listen, and don't tell nobody, but think about this for a moment. How much would you like to sow into God's kingdom every month? Now, don't say it out loud. Hallelujah. But think about that for a moment. Because see, even as a child when I was growing up, and the little bit that I went to church, you know, people give a dollar, give a 50 cents, give a dime. Are you with me? They had dues and that kind of little stuff. But listen, they were bound by that. So you ask yourself, how much do I really want to give? How much do I really want to give to the kingdom of God? And be real with it. Since you're not telling anybody else, be real with it. And as God increase you, you start increasing. Amen. You start increasing and you start giving more and giving more. I'm going to tell you one thing. You'll never outgive God.
Amen.
You'll never outgive God. You'll never do it. I wish I could tell you how he's blessed us. But he's blessed us and he's keep on blessing. Brothers and sisters, expect big things from God. Amen.
Amen.
Look at somebody and tell them that. Expect big
things from God.
Noah was one of those people with big expectations.
Amen.
Remember Noah?
Yes.
Let's get back in the Bible again. Starting in Genesis 5, verse 32. Let me just share a few things about Noah that you probably already know. First of all, in Genesis 5, 32, it says, and Noah was 500 years old. And he had a baby. And Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And then in chapter 6, verse 13, it says, and Noah said it, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. A 500-year-old man. Now, we can't imagine that. Because we're living in a period of time where people don't live that long. Maybe 100, 120, maybe 130, something like that. But at the most. But here we got a man that's 500 years old. Hallelujah. And God starts blessing him. He gave him these children. And then in verse 17 of the same chapter, it says, and behold, I do bring a flood of water. He's telling Noah what he's going to do. He said, I'm going to bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy the all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Now, that's a hard word to take. That's a strong word to take. And he's giving it to a 500-year-old man. Hallelujah. Now, look at chapter 7, verse 5 and 6. It says, and Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Now, let me share this with you. The ark, if you didn't already notice, the ark was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Now, most football fields is about 360 feet long. So here was a boat, listen to me good. Here was a boat 450 feet long, longer than the average football field. Can you imagine a boat that size? But God. Everybody say, but God.
But God.
Noah must have expected something. Noah expected God to do exactly what he said he would do. Hallelujah. Exactly. God said that he would bless you. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you really believe that?
Amen.
The devil tries to weigh us down with all kinds of problems, especially family issues. Hello? Hello? Let me just say this. Anybody here got children?
Amen.
Anybody here got grown children?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let God handle the grown children. Amen? You take care of the ones that's still in your bed. But when they get grown, and this is for somebody here today, when they get grown, you pray for them. Let me say that. You pray for them. You intercede for them. But you let God take care of them. You let God guide them. Because listen, I don't know where this is from today, but when a grown person is in the hands of the enemy, the best thing you can do is to pray that they get free.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
But when they're grown, God don't expect you to take care of them. Uh-oh. He don't expect you to take care of them. But he does expect us to pray for those that are lost. Pray for those that have problems.
Amen.
Let them go. Look at somebody and say, let them go.
Let them go.
Let them go. Let them go. They're not yours. They came through you. But they belong to God. Let them go and intercede and pray for them. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. Noah expected God to do exactly what he said he would do. And then verse 6 of Genesis chapter 7 says, and Noah was 600 years old. Now he started when he was 500 years old, but now he's 600 years old when the flood of the waters was upon the earth. Big things. It's time. Everybody say it's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. I asked God, I'm saying, now this church is celebrating 32 years anniversary. Say, what is supposed to happen? God says, it's time. It's time for even bigger things to happen. It's time for God to come through us and do even bigger things. It's time for revival. It's time for revival. It's time for lives to be changed. It's time for the community to be changed. It's time for us to shine, not us as individuals, but us as a body to shine. It's time. Everybody say it's time. It's time. It's time. And we need to expect it. Expect big things from God. Oh, yes. I believe God waited for this 32nd year for us to share this. Expect big things from God. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we think, especially in the Christian world and in the religious world, we think if a church has a lot of people in it and it's overflowing, hallelujah, that the Spirit of God is there and people are being blessed supernaturally. But that's not always the case. That's not always the case. Amen? That's not always the case. God wants to operate through you. It's not about the number that's in the room. He wants to operate through you. So you and I need to all start expecting big things from God. See, we all have this mindset. God can work through that person and bless them and give them big things, but I'm just a little old me. We're all just little old me's. Every one of us. I don't care what kind of title you got, you just a little old me. All of us. All of us. All of us. I'm believing, hallelujah. I'm believing that next 12 months, let me tell you something. If you're a member of this, local assembly, I'm believing in the next 12 months, I don't care how much you owe, all your debts are paid. Amen. You're out of debt. Your needs are met. And you have what? Plenty more to put in store. Next 12 months, you're out of debt. 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 Now, I don't normally consider real estate debt because it's constantly going up in value, but if you want that to be paid off too, praise the Lord. God is a good God all the time. I don't know about you, but listen, I see God in a different light than I've seen him prior to being saved. God is a good God. You know what I want to close this thing with? I want to close it with 7 ways to increase your level of expectation. Because it's all about what you expect. It's all about what you expect. And we need to expect God to do big things. Stop trying to make it happen yourself. Stop doing it. Just lay back and be content with whatever God's got you doing. Be content with wherever God's got you going. Be content with whatever God's got you saying. Just be content. But expect big things from God. Can we do that?
Amen.
Expect big things from God. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm not sure how long God's going to let me be a pastor anywhere. Hallelujah. But I know whatever he's got next for me to do, it'll be something that I consider a big thing. Amen?
Amen.
Expect big. I hear God saying, listen, I don't care who you are here. I'm looking at this clock right now. And God said, any of you sitting in here could be the next pastor. Oh, get quiet here. See, whenever God says stuff like that, people say, well, you know, I ain't been to school for this, and I ain't got this, and I ain't. Hey, God's got it covered. He's got it covered. He's got it covered. All you got to do when he puts you in that position is let God be God. Let God operate through you. It could be anyone. Amen. In the sound of my voice today. God is good all the time. Seven ways to increase your level of expectation. The first way is to realize that Christ is your hope. Hello. Christ is your hope, not your spiritual leaders, not the people that you work for or work with, but Christ is your hope.
Amen.
In everything. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentile, which is Christ in you. And then he says, that's the hope of glory. Ha! Ha! It's such a good feeling to recognize that the power of God lives inside you. It's such a good feeling to surrender to God and let him do whatever he wants to do. We all need to have the mindset and say, use me, God, do whatever you want done. Amen. And realize it's not you doing it. It's the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 says this. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. For the second time, he's saying God is our hope.
Amen.
Expect big things, folks. Expect big things. And then in 1 John 4 and 4, very familiar passage, says, you are of God, little children. Everybody say, that's me. And have overcome them. Talking about overcome all the problems. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he. If you've got God in you and your next door neighbor don't have God in them, hallelujah. Some greater things are supposed to be happening through you because God is inside you. So that first thing we need to do to increase our level of expectation is to realize that Christ is your hope. Not your job. Your job's not your hope. God may tell you any day, quit your job. I could hear you folks. I could hear some folks right now saying, I hope you don't tell me this week because I need that money. Think about that for a moment. If God told you to quit your job, would you quit your job? Think about it. You don't have to answer that. If God told you to quit your job, would you quit your job? I know what's happening to most of us. We get to figuring out, well, I owe this, I owe that, I got to pay this, I got to do this. Where did it come from? Where's the new job? Where's it going? All you got to do is do what God tells you to do and expect big things, big things, big things. Now, I'm not going to ever tell you to quit your job, amen? But God may come to you and tell you, quit your job. If he ever tells you that, it's because he's got something mighty big and mighty blessing to you. The second thing you can do to increase your level of expectation is stay in the Word. Everybody say, stay in the Word.
Stay in the Word.
Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. What do you do with your spare time? Think about that. Well, Whatever it is, stay in the Word.
Amen.
Many Christians don't read the Word because they don't expect to get anything from the Word. They say, well, I don't understand that. And so they close it up and they never open it up. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word as often as you can. Stay in the Word. Whether your senses understand it or not, the Word of God is constantly changing and it's changing you as you read it. Every time you read the Word of God, something changes in you. Something changes in you. The answer to all your problems are in the Word of God.
Amen?
Amen? Expect big things from God. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. And then Psalms 119 verse 81 says this. My soul fainted for thy salvation, but I hope in the Word. God is good all the time, is he not?
Amen.
It's in the Word, folks. How p- People don't even bring Bibles to church anymore. Now, you don't have to bring a Bible to church, but sometime or another, you need to get in that word. You need to get in that. What time every day do you have set aside to get in the word of God? Now, answer that to yourself. What time every day do you have set aside to get into the word of God? What time? God is a good God all the time. You know, we're doing this prayer session here for a little while, Monday through Friday from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock and 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you know what that time is set aside for? It's set aside for those that can just get away from all the distractions and come into the church where it's quiet. You can pray. You can read your word. Come on now. You can get somewhere in the corner and sing your hymns or whatever you need to do, but you're putting that time aside for God. Oh, very few people are doing that. Very, very few people are doing that. God is good all the time. All the time. Is he not? God is good all the time. So stay in the word. Stay in the word. Psalm 119:81 again says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in that word. And then Psalm 130 verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord and my soul does wait. And in his word, do I hope? God is a good God, folks. I'm trying to just give you so much here today. Hallelujah. I don't know how much time you got left. I don't know how much time I got left. I don't even know how long you're going to be living in this area. You say, well, preacher, I've been here all this time. I ain't going nowhere. You don't know where you're going. You really don't. None of us actually do. And the third thing you can do to increase your level of expectation is keep sin out of your life. Everybody say that. Keep sin out of your life. Keep it out of your life. You say, well, I'm saved now. I ain't going to sin. I sure hope not. Proverbs 10:28 says, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. And then again in chapter 11, verse 7, it says, when a wicked man died, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perish with them. So keep sin out of your life. Fight it. Pray against it. Whatever. Maybe you used to curse a lot. And now when you get mad, that thing want to rise back up. Just pray against it. Amen? Amen. Keep sin out of your life. Do what's right. And then the fourth thing you can do to increase your level of expectation is to look beyond your present state. I'm giving you a lot today. I'm giving you a lot today. But I hope you absorb it. You know, in our culture, we've just been so conditioned for a little bit. Just give me an hour and then let me go on out and do my thing. Listen, God wants to, I done said it earlier today, there's no telling who God wants to raise up and put in a position that'll just blow your mind. But you've got to want the word of God. You've got to want what God's got for you. Does anybody here want what God has for them?
Amen,
amen. Amen. Look beyond your present state is the fourth thing. Proverbs 23:18 says, for surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. And then the fifth thing is, be patient. How many of you ever got tired waiting on God? Hello. Be patient and steadfast. Be patient. God hasn't forgotten you. Be patient. Wait on God. Wait on God. Wait on God. Maybe you got children. We mentioned children earlier. Maybe you got adult children that's just acting foolish. And you want them to change. And when do you want them to change? Right now. Be patient. As long as they're breathing, there's hope. Amen? As long as they're breathing, there's hope. You just keep praying. Are you with me? Keep praying. I told you about my grandmother that prayed every day, 365 days a year for 32 years, saying, Lord, save that boy. Don't get tired. God will save him. Be patient. Romans 15 verse 4 says, for whatsoever things are written before time were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope.
Amen.
Be patient. Be patient. And then a very familiar scripture out of Isaiah 40, verse 31, it says this. Now, this is the one, if you don't remember any other scripture, remember this one. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Don't get impatient. See, when you get impatient, you take things out of God's hand and then you start doing them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall not walk and not faint. They shall walk, rather, and not faint. Hallelujah. So be patient. God hasn't forgotten you. Look at somebody and tell him, God hasn't forgotten you.
God hasn't forgotten you.
He has not. He has not. Hallelujah. The sixth thing is seek the wisdom of God in everything you need and everything you want to do. Seek the wisdom of God. All right? It's all right to go to men and women that have a little more wisdom than you. But beyond all else, seek the wisdom of God. You've got access to God. There was a time when people had to go through the spiritual leaders to get to God. But now you and I can go right to God. Seek the wisdom of God. Amen? As a matter of fact, in James chapter 1, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask the pastor that give it to all men. As who? Ask God. There's nothing wrong with going to your pastor and talking to him. But understand, you've got the privilege of going directly to God. It says, ask of God that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. Hallelujah. And last but not least, walk in love. Everybody say walk in love.
Walk in love.
There's going to be many people you don't want to love. But walk in love. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love beareth all things. Love believeth all things. Love hopeth all things. Love endureth all things. Brothers and sisters, expect big things from God. Don't fall into that realm where people all around you are crying and complaining and murmuring. Expect big things from God. God is a good God all the time. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we've heard your word regarding expecting big things from you. Father God, give us the courage to do just that. Open up our eyes and our ears and our understanding. So, Father, we begin, hallelujah. We begin to expect bigger things than we've been expecting in the past. Now, Lord God, we know beyond the shadow of a doubt, because you've allowed the leader to say it, that you have some special plans for each and every one of us here today. Hallelujah. So, Lord, let those plans be manifested as we all just totally surrender to your will and your way. In Jesus' name. Is there anybody here today that have not made that decision to give their life to God? And now you're ready to make that decision to give your life to God. Let me tell you something. The devil will always tell you, you got plenty of time. Has he ever told you that? You got plenty of time. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. You don't know how long you're going to be here. You say, well, I'm only 40, or I'm only 50, or I'm only 16. You don't know how long you're going to be here. Is there anybody here ready to give their life to the Lord today?